From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. The pressure is on now that BP is testing a new cap on its blown oil well in the Gulf of Mexico. Engineers are watching gauges to make sure the pressure buildup from the gushing oil doesn't rupture the walls of the well. Thad Allen is the Obama administration's point man on the disaster.
At each six-hour interval, we will stop and we will consider pressure data. We will look at information that we are gaining from sonar, any acoustic data, any remote visual data we have from remotely operated vehicles.
The White House held up the test for a day to seek assurances the operation would not create more leaks. A Libyan ship carrying aid for the Gaza Strip gave up trying to break an Israeli blockade and docked in Egypt. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reports from Cairo.
The Almafia docked in Egypt's Al-Arish port after Israeli Navy vessels shadowed the Moldovan-flagged ship for much of the day. Egyptian officials say supplies and passengers on the vessel would be transported via land to the Egyptian border with Gaza. The boat was chartered by the Gaddafi Foundation, which is headed by the son of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. Israel, which is using the blockade in a bid to isolate Gaza's Islamist Hamas leadership, had invited the vessel to sail to its port of Ashdod, just north of the Gaza Strip. There, Israeli officials planned to screen the supplies and send them to Gaza over land, but the foundation refused. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.
There's bipartisan concern in the Senate about the way forward in Afghanistan. Democrat John Kerry and Republican Richard Lugar say they have doubts about the course of the war. Kerry questions whether the White House has a solid strategy for winning, while Lugar says there's a lack of clarity about the goals. Retail sales were down for the second month in a row in June. NPR's Danielle Carson says there are conflicting opinions on whether the recovery is stalling.
2 months of declines after several months of sales increases have some industry observers worried the recovery is downshifting. Laura Gursky, a retail analyst at A.T. Kearney, calls it a seasonal blip.
June is typically a more quiet month for consumer spending. The month to watch will be July and August, as I think it will begin to indicate consumers' confidence and openness to spend some money.
Retailers are banking on that when families start filling their shopping carts with back-to-school purchases. Stores that cater to teenagers in particular, a key spending group, will need to build their cash receipts after weak sales last month. The likely reason? The job market for teens is more than double the country's jobless rate. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
Millions of people who use the diabetes drug Avandia will not see it disappear from drugstores. An FDA advisory panel voted not to take the pill off the market despite evidence it poses an increased risk of heart attacks. On Wall Street today, the Dow was up 3 points, NASDAQ rose 7, and the S&P 500 came out even. This is NPR. Consumers can expect to see some new benefits from health overhaul this September. Federal officials say under new insurance plans, a range of preventive care services will be available at no extra cost. The new rules require insurance companies to cover mammograms, immunizations, colonoscopies, and other preventive services without charging customers a deductible or copayment. There's concern about the chemicals energy companies use to extract natural gas from sites in Pennsylvania. Scott Detrow of member station WITF says the company Range Resources is publicly disclosing what it uses at the huge Marcellus Shale formation.
Marcellus Shale drillers blast pressurized and chemically treated water deep into the ground in order to fracture the rock and capture its natural gas. A draft report compiled by Pennsylvania's Department of Environmental Protection last month found companies in the state are using chemicals that can cause neurological conditions and cancer, but officials later backed away from the claim. Ray Walker, a senior vice president at energy company Range Resources, says the chemicals are safe.
They are pumped in a very highly diluted form, and the chemicals that we actually put in the frac fluid that's pumped downhole are very comparable to household items.
Pennsylvania has about 1,500 active wells. The company will post the information on its website in the coming days. For NPR News, I'm Scott Detrow in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
The engagement is back on between Bristol Palin and the father of her 18-month-old baby boy. Palin and Levi Johnston say they reconnected while working out a custody plan for the baby. I'm Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington.